show of the year. I think, anyway. I don't know. I mean, finals week is next week. Hopefully I'll be around here. Maybe I can do a bonus show. But this is the last scheduled show of the year. So I decided it'd be fitting to do a Rainbow Theorem holiday extravaganza. So I got a friend, Tara, who owns a ukulele, and I play the ocarina. We have never practiced playing Christmas songs together, but we are going to play Christmas songs together tonight, and we are probably going to do really awful renditions of them, having never practiced them before. But it's going to be fun, and that's what matters in the end, isn't it? So, while we all get set up here, and before I introduce Tara, I mean, we're also going to have a few regularly scheduled songs throughout the night, because why not? I mean, it's good. I mean, this show's a showcase good music as well. So, yeah, I guess we're just gonna start with that and go from there. This is Easy Way Out by Other Lives off their album Rituals. Enjoy.
got a lucky head. Got to sun eyes, but it's too late. The English summer's calling, my friends will wait. I got a heavy metal head to side it. Summer's calling.
That was Floridada by Animal Collective off their album Painting With. And before that were English Summer and Easy Way Out, respectively, by Other Lives off their album Rituals. So, time to get into the show. I have here my special guest for the evening. I believe they've been on the show. Have you been on the show before?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, like, you have. 2 times, I think.
Yeah, but yeah. It was a while ago, and certainly not this semester. Why don't you introduce yourself quickly?
Yep, I am Tara. I am taking a year off from Tufts right now, and I'll be returning in September as a senior.
Woo!
Woo!
Senior, super senior.
Yep.
I mean, it'll be fun. I mean, I'm sure you'll find ways to, you know, keep maintaining social connections and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, we're here tonight to do a little bit of a Christmas special for you, which we have no clue what we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be fun as hell.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I think the basic premise of this is that we play things on our respective instruments and probably mess up, but the point being that we have practiced absolutely none of this, and we are probably going to nail some of it, and we are probably going to get some of it horribly wrong.
Maybe
we probably need a few more minutes to set up and figure things out.
So
let's keep going with the theme. I've got a few by the Animal Collective on here. This is My Girls by the Animal Collective off their album Merryweather Post Pavilion. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was My Girls by Animal Collective off their album Merryweather Post Pavilion. I can't get the name of that album right. All right, so after really, really hurried preparation, we're going to attempt to do this, and we are probably going to fail at it, but oh god, don't know. Oh, did our computer crash?
It looks good still. Right?
Okay. As long as we don't have technical difficulties like we did last week. Do you want me to tell you about what happened last week?
Yeah, what happened?
Firstly, there were a few board problems, which was okay. But then, all of a sudden, in the middle of the thing, like, I cannot click anything on Rivendell. All of Rivendell goes gray. And I'm like, okay, what happened? So there happens to be a handy dandy little thing here says fix problems with Rivendell. So I closed Rivendell and I clicked it and it said could not find demons in Rivendell. And I'm like, demons? What demons have we summoned? So there's also a manual here saying, oh, expletive, it broke. And, you know, this didn't have anything in it, so I ended up calling ops department. And there's an emergency hotline for ops. And so they're like, oh, restart the computer, it should be fine. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And I restart the computer and the same thing happens. And I'm like, oh, no, this is not going right. And they're like, okay. Move to Studio C. It's a little smaller studio, but it has all the same features. And I'm like, that sounds easy. Then I go over to Studio C to check that everything is okay, and Rivendell is blacked out there.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, oh god, what's happening now? And so the other guy on the phone is frantically checking everything and is like, well, you're still broadcasting, so something's gone wrong internally. And I checked that meter over there and it was still set to 91.5 and everything was still going well. So it turns out that there was a problem with the internal network over here. So that was unable to have Rivendell load everything. So I had to instruct the DJs after me who are like green and this was their like third show that, okay, everything is wrong. It so happens that you have the slot and where, you know, we broadcast 24/7, but there are DJs on staff here, 166 out of 168 of those hours. And it so happens that the 2 hours where we have no DJs staffing the time immediately follow the DJs after me. So we had to throw a CD in here and, you know, we wouldn't have gotten the PSAs and station IDs in. So as long as, you know, okay, so we're going to, Okay, so we're going to try this.
Oh boy.
We're going to try this.
Oh, no. Okay.
How do I Spinatron this? Our artist, the Rainbow Theorem, Chris. Oh, okay. Oh well. I mean, I have to clear. Okay. Okay. I mean, I guess I'm
DJ T Macaroon.
I'm logging this as the Rainbow Theorem. Okay. Christmas special, part one. Okay, so this is going to be god-awful, and I know it.
I do not have all my chords memorized. I have my chord sheet out here.
Hey, this should be, I mean, you're going to be very familiar with them after this, because it's, I mean, most of these chords are going to be, what, C, G, I mean, C, G, F, D7, A7, yeah. I mean, maybe an E minor, maybe a B minor. We might get, I mean, you requested that we, I mean, you were the one who requested we do All I Want for Christmas Is You later on. So, I mean, are we allowed to cover that, though?
I mean, we're going to do it poorly enough that...
Well, I mean, this is supposed to be the ridiculous Christmas special anyway. Oh, let me inform the rest of the world that we are on air and indeed doing our shtick. Talk a little bit.
I honestly have no idea what to talk about. I've been playing Pokemon like the past 2 weeks, and I've already managed to log 75 hours, which is a little horrifying. it's not even the newest Pokemon. It's Pokemon X. I just got it, even though the game came out like 3-4 years
we
ago.
We need to get on X and Y. No, not X and Y. Sun and Moon. Mm-hmm. Sun and Moon.
Yep.
I mean, especially once I am freed from the chains of grad school applications.
I'm so close.
I'm so close. I submitted 6 of them today, and I have like 4 of them left. Okay, can, let's test levels for a second.
Okay. Should we pull up like another mic and like position it by this instrument?
I mean, mic one is gonna be fine, but can we? I mean, just drum a few notes. Okay. Just.
Yeah. Let me know on the quality. Once again, I cannot hear my own audio on these headphones.
Can you hear them now?
No. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you levels need to go up.
Oh. Okay. Okay. That sounds okay, right?
That sounds okay, but what you might want to do is depends. Yeah, no, that's much better. So you want to position it. I mean, you want to position it close to your. I mean, close to the bridge.
The opening.
Either that, or you know, get another mic in. I mean, get a mic on your voice. Get another mic close to you, close to the instrument, and I'll turn the levels up.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay.
Pick one.
I will speak into this one and play out of this one.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I guess I'll speak and play into this one. Oh, God, no. This is going to cause some problems, isn't it? As long as I don't go up that high, I'm going to be fine. Where's my light?
Oof, that was rough. Oh my.
Okay. Let's no, I don't want to turn you down. I want to turn me down.
Yeah.
Let's try this. That actually works okay if I'm standing at if I'm at this kind of distance.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we have the really makeshift recording thing set up, I don't even know. I mean, this is. I mean, we're gonna be able to find this later, and we're gonna be able to laugh at how crappy this is. But this
wonderful.
Is gonna be hilarious.
I love this already.
All right, so this first piece is going to be Jingle Bells. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
One. Two.
Wait. Okay, you count off.
No, I mean, one. Da, 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 da.
Does that sound good? That sounds a little...
You might want to lower the mic a little closer to the uke. I mean, you might want to extend it before lowering it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
There you go.
Oh, is that too loud now?
That might be a little loud. Let me turn down the levels on it.
You adjust, I'll keep on playing. Oh.
Your original levels were fine for
okay.
some reason. Just keep
okay,
the distance
cool.
constant.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. are we?
Oh, that was so bad. Okay.
You're going to get the hang of this by the end.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
One more verse and I'll do something fancier.
Okay. 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 Wait, scroll down? Or it's the same thing.
Okay. One, two, three. I set myself a little high of a bar on that last one. All right.
Oh my God. Maybe just one mic would be good. I'm thinking with the two, it sounds a little too twangy.
You're not getting. I'm actually getting an okay level with that, frankly. But this is also. Try that again. Now you're not picking up now.
Yep. Okay, mic three. Come back to me.
Hey, you need both of them there. All right, little drummer boy?
Yep, moving on.
Okay, there's three chords here. This should be a little easier. Do you want to make sure you have the chords first so that you can get a strumming pattern?
We have a D, no D. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you want to get a strumming pattern down?
Okay, well.
Pattern down. More is better with this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's also weird because as I'm playing, I can hear the uke like rub against like.
You're welcome. I mean, you're also welcome to like turn the volume down over here so that you can't. I mean, so if you need to focus on the sounds of the instruments to play, and you can hear me well enough, just turn the headphones off.
Yeah.
I mean, which I did for you. Oh, you little. All right.
Just a little. Take
this
sweatshirt off.
Oh, you think you can handle this one?
We'll try. Don't expect a fancy strumming pattern. Let me see. Go to the top.
Hang on, wait. Okay, so the intro we'll do the intro once and then two verses. How about that?
So let me make sure I have everything down, right? We got...
I mean, if you want me to sing this really slowly and make an absolute fool of myself trying to do so...
D minor... D7... Oh yeah...
And then it's just, wow, it's two chords.
Okay, I can...
Yeah, and then... and then can you do the bridge?
Let's see. What do we have for the bridge?
So, basically, after the intro, I'm going to scroll down here. And you know, mm-hmm. the first part is just going to be C-G-G-C, C-G-G-C,
yeah.
Bridge, C-G-G-C, and then we're going to do that twice, okay?
Okay.
So, all right, ready?
Yep.
Ah, wow, okay. I haven't played this in ages because, wow, okay.
Two,
three, four. Oh, that part. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wasn't that bad?
That was better. That was better.
See, I told you, we'll get more used to this as we go.
Yep.
You decided what PSA you want for the first hour yet?
Oh, not yet. I might do the...
Or I can just throw one on Rivendell.
I was thinking we could do the don't drink and drive one. It's always pretty good. You know.
If you want me to take over the ukulele for that...
Oh.
I mean, I can't play jack on it, but give me the... Let me figure out some chords first. Let's see, this is an A7. The chords are so easy on this.
Yeah, they are.
This is an A minor.
And the neck is the perfect width for my small hands. And I don't have to stretch my fingers far. It's
and
just
then I,
ideal.
And then... Wow, okay. Oh, and then this is probably... Oh, wow, that sucks.
What were you trying to do?
I don't know, D. I mean, I was trying to figure out what a D7 was without looking at this, but like... Oh, Jesus, it's a bar chord. Okay, no wonder.
G7 or... D7.
D7. Anyway, what? It says it's a bar here.
Yeah, I don't do a bar.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm going to try and figure out. I mean, yeah, to just start reading, and okay. I will badly play the ukulele.
Ready? We have the WMFO Happy Holidays. Please don't drink and drive. PSA.
Oh, by the way, anyone who happens to be doing quality control at the end of the semester and happens to be listening to this show, I am so, so sorry.
Oh, no.
Because you're probably in for a ride for the rest of the show. Okay.
Oh, God. They're like, LOL, nope, not the rest of this.
Well, no, they got through the first 25 minutes and they're like, ah, this is good music, and then we come on.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right.
Ready? It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, hammered, hosed, toasted, or even a wee bit tipsy, please do not even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. The radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. Exclamation point.
Hey.
Oh my.
One more before a mic planning break-ish thing.
Okay.
Oh boy. Have fun.
I see a slash chord. That doesn't make me happy.
I mean, you can just ignore the slash, ignore the slash.
Okay. Right, like D7. Right? Yeah, D7.
I mean, we can also look for all, I mean, easier in easy. I mean, there isn't
too bad actually. There is a better
set of chords out there, trust me. We really should have done this research before we started the show, huh?
Yeah, impromptu playing.
I mean, but the whole point of this is to, you know, play to do it on the fly. I mean, the audience gets to hear this experience. Can you...
Do they want to hear this experience?
I don't know, but I mean...
Well, it's on air. How many people are listening in? Oops.
Probably like 4 people.
Who are these 4 people? You know, when I had my 5 to 6 a.m. show, there were like 6, 7 listeners, and I'm like, who are you people? I mean, thank you for listening in and everything, but why are you up so early? What are you doing?
Okay. Think you can do this? This looks easier to me. This looks easier to me.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the F sharp 7 if you don't want to do that.
Okay.
I mean, just leave that beat empty and go to a B minor there. Okay. It's not essential. This is also a minor 5 of 5 chord, so you can leave the E minor out if it's too difficult to get to A7 on time.
No, it shouldn't be. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play this on... I'm going to play this low on this instrument.
I'm forgetting
okay.
how this goes again, even though you already reminded
Should
me.
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgotten, days of old lang syne?
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. I think we're getting better at this.
We are. We're improving.
All right. Let's take a little break from this, shall we? So that, let's give our dear, our four dear listeners,
thank you, listeners,
a break on the ear.
Yep.
And yeah.
Some real music now.
No, this is real music. I mean,
it is.
Technically,
just,
we could do.
Oh, boy.
I mean, in the same way that you could say that John Cage's 433 is real music. Have you never heard of 433?
No.
It is a three-movement piece written by John Cage. It is 4 minutes and 33 seconds in length. It is written for a full orchestra, and every player has a tacit rest. So it's meant to, you know, it was one of these, you know, really seminal pieces of the 1950s that began, I guess, you know, a modernist classical movement that began to challenge pre-existing notions of what classical music was. And that led into the kind of stuff that we work on in the New Music Ensemble.
That's interesting.
So Cage was really a forerunner of a lot of these other people. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I guess you could see patterns of, I mean, you could see patterns that led up to, you know, Cage and by people, there were already modernist composers playing with atonality in the early 1900s, and that and those experiments were what led to, you know, the redefinition of music. I guess you could say classical music also took off in another direction in the 1900s with, you know, ragtime leading to big band and jazz, and that turning into the rock and roll that we know. I mean, rock and roll, which turned into the pop and rock that we know now. So, I mean, that's, I guess, a 1 minute music history of the 20th century. Anyway, speaking of which, we are going to play something different. This is Bluish by Animal Collective off their album Merryweather Post Pavilion. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Once we'd seen eye to eye, I'd known how to pass you by.